Hey everybody, real quick, before we start the show. This week we're going to take a step back from Project Nova. Yeah, I know, we just got back to it. But we really wanted to help out our friend, Curious Monk. Yes, we're talking about the same guy who brought us Aperture. That fun D20 system where we got to fight zombies. But this time we're not fighting the undead. We are trying to head a little bit more in the occult realm. Curious Monk has come up with a totally different set of rules for this one. It's a fun new game he calls Witch Doctors. It's a narrative-based game where the story is not made up by the DM or GM. It's more or less made up by the players themselves. And if you like what you hear, go to CuriousMonastery.com to get updates on Witch Doctors, which will be out on Kickstarter later this year. So now, please enjoy our rendition of Witch Doctors.
Welcome to Ready, Set, Roll, a side story. It's not your usual story. It's a different universe itself. Different characters, same players, and even an occasional guest. Welcome to Ready, Set, Roll, Side Shot.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. So, anyway, so as we last wrapped up, the three different characters, Drake, Sada, and Zilla, were kind of doing their own thing and are slowly but surely kind of getting pulled into the situation around Jerome and his mysterious issue with playing the violin. Drake has kind of been the one who's kind of been front and center for that for up to now. But at this point, the characters are going to start kind of mingling more together. And so we're going to kind of see how that kind of goes from there on out. So, all right. So we're going to go ahead and switch to Zilla, but I believe Drake is going to be coming in some point during this. So what's Zilla up to? It's a little bit later in the day now.
Actually, Zilla's a little shell of himself because he's been thinking about those kids that left, and he's kind of talking to himself like, man, am I really not that cool anymore? They really didn't want to come to the dojo. Like, what is it? Maybe I need to try my approach. Maybe I need to get more serious.
Yeah.
And he's looking at his family pictures and just reminiscing about what he should have been.
Yeah. And basically, as you're kind of like reminiscing, you hear a voice behind you and say, Master Saley?
And Zilla doesn't even recognize someone calling his name because he hasn't heard it so long. And it kind of hits him late, like, oh, that's me. Yeah, excuse me. Yeah, and, that's me. How you doing?
And you turn around and you see your student, Jonathan. And he's standing there and he goes, it's time for our class, right?
Oh, sorry. Most definitely. Let's go. Just got a lot on my mind today.
No, it's fine. It's just this is the coolest shit I've ever seen.
Do you think I'm a good teacher?
I mean, I don't think I've been able to do anything quite yet, but I'm really interested in like the philosophy and like some of the really core stuff that you're really preaching. So I can wait on the cool like air stuff, right? You know, I think I'll get there. Obviously, I mean, I'm putting a lot of effort into it. I stay up late every night, just trying to make the gust come. You know, it hasn't happened yet, but I'm gonna keep trying.
I love you, man. I swear, I'm gonna teach you everything I know. We're gonna go places. You're gonna go places. We're gonna turn this community around.
Thank you.
Thank
you, Master Saley.
I'm just imagining. This kid goes home every night doing open palm, like, air thrusts, all right?
It's like me when I was in elementary school trying to fly watching Dragon Ball.
See, the thing about it is Zilla's actually teaching him some wonderful things. Like, Zilla's actually magnificent. That's what they don't realize yet.
Now, are you teaching him real more time with the air stuff or just air stuff?
All of it.
Yeah.
I'm just amazing.
Yeah, because the thing is, The thing is, the kid is actually, he's actually okay at the Muay Thai stuff. It's just the air, the Gus stuff. Like, and that's not real super shocking because, you know, that's kind of a stretch for somebody who may not even have the capability. But at the same time, he's doing okay with the Muay Thai stuff. He's actually really shown progress there. So he's developed a little bit of skill
more
there.
Into developing the community and the youth. That's his, he wants to instill things in the children.
Got it. I understand. But anyway, but yeah, so Jonathan is, you know, he goes and gets changed really quick. He gets into, you know, something approximating a gi, and not that you necessarily per se want him to wear one, but he definitely is wearing one because he thinks that just is right for what he's trying to learn.
I love the enthusiasm.
He's, if there's anything Jonathan has, it's enthusiasm. And he kind of comes back out and just kind of gets in position, kind of like facing you and just waiting for instruction.
So like every day, we're going to start with our deep, deep in and out breathing treatments. 30 minutes. Wusa.
Okay. And yes, he follows your lead. And he does it. He obviously doesn't do it to your level. You wouldn't expect him to. He struggles a bit with even just basic breathing exercises. But yeah, I mean, he's trying. He's definitely trying.
And as he's breathing in and out, Zilla keeps running up on him, jumping at him and stuff. Like, trying to get him off track.
And basically, the way you're kind of coming into it is, you know, you've done this to him before, right?
Yeah.
This is part of the process.
Yeah, this is our everyday
ritual. So he kind of knows what to expect. And even the last time you kind of jumped at him, he actually did a really good job. Like, I mean, he actually was able to block as you were coming in and kind of like reposition. So like, he's definitely kind of caught on to some of this stuff. But this time you see him kind of try to start to respond. And immediately as he does it, he completely just wipes the hell out. Like, he's trying to reposition and doing quick footwork to get out of the way. And as he does that, he trips over himself horribly and just rolls across the ground.
Zilla instantly supports his head from hitting the ground with a quick little air shock.
Yep.
And he starts That's tending right. to the student and nurturing
yeah.
him, making sure he's okay. Because he's used to it. He knows what happened. You know how you're working out and you see those guys lifting those heavy weights and then they just burn out. Mm-hmm. They just fall backwards. That's what he's thinking he's seeing.
Yep. And he goes, I'm so sorry, Master Saley. I don't know what happened there.
It's okay. You was working hard. That's all that was. I love that enthusiasm. You'll do better next time.
I'm prepared to try again, sir.
Don't worry. Take your time. It's okay. We got plenty of we got a lifetime. The mentality is everything. That's what I love. That's what's going to get you to the promised land.
I agree with you, sir.
You're going to make me cry again.
I'm getting emotional, too.
Tighten up. Breathing.
I am not going to sit for 30 minutes while you teach your student, Zilla.
All right, and then basically you guys start getting back up, and actually even before that, you're kind of cradling your student in your arms, and Drake, you're free to enter.
This is the most awkward scene I've walked into since that professional eating contest where the big man choked on the hot dog, and I had to
know that nurturing is one of the number one priorities in a teacher-student relationship.
Oh, I completely understand, but...
And Jonathan looks over at Drake and goes, yeah!
Drake opens his watch. Jonathan, your teacher is going to be back to immediately teaching you. He's going to let it go for 30 seconds. Basically, close your eyes and sit in your rest position, of course, if you wouldn't mind.
Zilla puts both his hands inside his sleeves and approaches you. May I help you?
Get your student to do the rest position, please.
Oh, yes. Please continue. He knows what to do.
Okay.
Close your eyes.
What?
Just close your eyes. Trust me, your master is very adamant about his students closing his eyes for visualization training.
Oh.
Don't worry. He's not leading you wrong.
Okay.
He's my young whippersnapper.
Okay. And he just kind of, you know, stands up, positions himself in you know, a dignified way, and just kind of looks at you and closes his eyes.
In 30 seconds, based on the ticks that you're hearing right now, you are going to be visualizing.
I hear the ticks.
Battling great ninjas that your master has defeated before, but now it is your turn to defeat them.
Ninjas? Okay, ninjas.
Yes. You have the power inside you. You can defeat them. And after 30 seconds, basically, Drake is going to put the idea into Jonathan's head that there's ninjas that he's having to fight. And it's going to be a hard battle that he will have to fight for however long this conversation goes.
Okay. And so, yeah. And once you actually try to do it, he's fully cooperative. Like, he's totally on board with this shit. He wants to make sure his master's happy with him. So, yeah, you put him into the mindset. And as he's going through it, you see him kind of going through the motions physically. And every time he's trying to do a maneuver, and this is stuff that Zilla, you've seen him do before. You know Jonathan knows this stuff. Like, he's not able to do Gust, but Muay Thai, he's okay. And he keeps tripping over himself constantly.
What did you do to my student?
He's currently
Did
in
you
the...
touch him?
No. He's currently in the middle of a battle of wills against ninjas. Me and you need to have a conversation.
As he falls down, you don't know what's happening in his hallucination per se, but you suddenly see blood spurt out of his side. And he screams.
Don't worry, the wounds won't last for long.
I don't know. I don't know how to react to this.
It's all fake. It's like in the movies. I need your help for something.
Wait a minute now. My student's bleeding.
Don't worry. The visualization I put into his head that it would be a long battle that he will basically go into a stalemate of until this conversation is over. He won't die. Don't worry. It's not a part of the trance I put him under.
Step into my office.
So, okay. Zilla, I see you're as ever adamant with your students as always.
Of course I am. I just keep looking back at my student through the little glass.
And you see him fumbling around, and every time he tries to do any kind of attack or maneuver that you know he knows, he just fumbles it horribly and falls over.
Every time he falls over, I kind of like drop like I want to catch him, but I can't because I'm in here. Hurry up and talk,
yeah.
Please.
Zilla, I need your help on a... I need your expertise.
I forget all about my student. I'm also... My eyes are just glowing.
I found someone who has no affinity for what we have. And he's being affected heavily. Unfortunately, my normal methods of work is not assisting him at all. I need to access his dreamscape, but I can't do it alone.
I place my hand on your shoulder. You know I'm all about the community. What do you need me to do, brother?
I have to send you into his dreams.
Hold on now. Wait a minute. I look back at the guy dreaming in the room, my student dreaming. Am I going to be like that?
And, yeah.
No, he's just in a trance. This is much different.
And he tries, and then you see him try to do like a spinning kick. And as he does it, he lands on his shoulders.
He's trying to do Tatsumatsu Seppuken and just totally ends up.
You're completely positive I'm not going to be like that. Because he looks defenseless. He's better than that.
Listen, the basic concept of dream weaving is that, technically it's dream walking. Normally I can do it myself very easily. But along this lines, I need to use you and him and somebody else as a medium.
He cuts you off. How old is the boy?
He is a violinist of 13 who has had his ability to play the violin.
Put my finger on your lips.
What the
Say no more. I shall do whatever you need me to do. I shall be your instrument. And he bows. And as he's down or bowing, he slicks his ponytail back.
The Steven Seagal. The Steven Seagal. But I can't send you in there alone because more or less I need you for the muscle and the and your abilities. But I need somebody with a little more deductive reasoning to go along with you.
Most definitely. I'm not offended by that at all. I mean, I a little offended, but I understand.
I know you're going to be a little weirded out by this, but I found the number on a telephone pole, so.
Really? And you're going to send me in a dream with a number that you found, you said, in the bathroom stall?
No,
telephone pole.
You know what a bathroom stall, would a bathroom stall sound more appropriate?
If you want a good call, if you want a good time, call this number. No, it'd be on a telephone pole or like community board.
For a private investigator, call this number. It's on a.
For a private investigator, call this number. For a good time, call the same number.
For the boy, I will have a good time, or I will save a life. I will do whatever you need me to do, even if the number's from a bathroom stall or a telephone pole. I'm not judging you.
Let's get out there. Your student seems to be worse for wear. All right.
Oh, I run through the door.
So the conversation has ended. So the trance breaks.
Okay, and the trance breaks, and come back he's immediately just he's laying on the ground, and he's looking pretty bruised up.
I don't know, what did you do? You see me start whirling little winds like I'm ready to fight, but Jonathan starts looking like he's getting a little twinkle in his eye. He starts coming back, so I'll go back to my nurturing position. It looks like I'm breastfeeding him, but I'm not. I'm just rocking him.
And Jonathan looks up at you and goes, Master Saley?
You did well. Shh. Another finger on the lips. Shh. Shh. You did well.
I didn't.
You were supposed to lose. Don't worry about it. That was the challenge.
And Drake, as you're kind of over to the side, you hear the boy hear Jonathan go, I can't remember anything. Like any of your lessons, I don't remember any of it.
Tears start to slowly drop down my eye as I look at Drake with a questioning look like, what the fuck?
That was supposed to be just simple hypnotism.
Well, it doesn't seem like it's so simple. Jonathan, roundhouse, right now. Jonathan tries to do a roundhouse.
Okay. And he does it. And he does it in like, you know, if you've ever imagined somebody who has very minimal athletic capability and they're attempting to imitate something they saw in a film, it's that way.
Okay. So, Marin, here's a conversational piece right now. Question. Does this typically happen whenever Drake uses... like trances and whatnot?
No.
So why did it happen this time?
You can look into it.
And Zill is aware of his abilities, right? We're aware of each other's abilities, right? From what you said earlier. We're basically friends.
Drake has told him what he can do, basically.
Have I ever seen you do this hypnosis before?
Maybe once or twice.
And never this outcome.
Yeah. So Drake has never, just to be very, very clear, Drake has never caused someone to go through that. Like, he's never erased memories. He's never screwed someone up to that extent, unless he intentionally was trying to screw with them. And you weren't. So whatever's going on, it's not you.
We need to go. We need to go right now. Tell your student to go home to take some rest. Water, plenty of water.
I tell him to go home. Jonathan, go home. Drink lots of Powerade, blueberry cherry. That's it. Don't drink anything else but blueberry cherry. Lots of ice in it. And sleep well tonight.
Okay. Okay.
Blueberry cherry.
Blueberry cherry. I got it. And he puts his hands together and bows to you and goes, blueberry cherry. "Yes, Master Staley." And he immediately rushes off to go get changed and then, you know, heads out.
That's afterwards. His new mantra. Blueberry cherry. Blueberry cherry.
Blueberry cherry. Blueberry
cherry. I look right at Drake and say, "Let's go. We have to fix his life. We have to get him back."
Staley, this is worse than I think.
This is really bad.
This is... Come on, we gotta go.
Now.
Get on the back of my motorcycle.
I don't like to ride nuts to butt, but this is a serious situation. So I will do it.
All right. Okay, we're going on.
All right, so where are you headed at this point? Just before we cut to a new scene.
To see the private eye. Whatever.
Okay.
Yes. Sada.
Sada. All right. Let's go ahead and switch over to Sada. What are you doing right now?
I am riding my Vespa after just depositing the check to the ATM. So I'm headed back to the Third Eye Detective Agency. We see things others don't.
Okay. All right. Yeah. After you deposit the check, you just kind of pull up in front of your offices and then just start heading inside.
Yeah. So,
did you have any specific thing, plans or any kind of appointments or anything like that day?
No, really, it's just me. And the office is more underneath the apartment complex that I live. Like, I live above it type of situation.
Got it.
And I didn't have anything other than this was like a big job for me. So Sada just kind of comes in and tosses her bag onto like a coat rack and kind of kicks back in her office space waiting for something else to pop up. She's kind of searching the web right now.
Okay. And I'm going to go ahead and fast forward slightly and have it to where Drake and Zilla show up while you're looking at the internet. So go ahead.
Sada gets up from her chair, kind of irritated. What?
Is this the Third Eye Detective Agency?
We found your number on a bathroom stall.
Well, obviously, you all have public educations because you can't read the sign on the front door.
Look, we accidentally went to the wrong apartment. So we're just making sure.
Yes, come on in. The door's open.
Drake walks in. Good evening. I am Drake Valentine.
My name is Sada Morales, so good to meet you.
And this is my associate.
Zilla. Zilla Saley. You might have heard of me.
No. Why would I ever hear of you?
YouTube channel.
But I do know you, Mr. Drake.
You haven't seen this robe around? Look at the back. never seen it?
Not once ever.
Tell her the deal, Drake.
To be truthful, I've heard of you as well. I've followed your private investigations a lot in the past. And I need your help now.
I'm not going to help you cold read people and scam people out of their money. I know exactly what you do, Mr. Drake. I've seen your commercials on very, very late at night because I've had some very, very late nights myself.
It's not about cold reading. It's about somebody damaging the minds of... how old was your student, by the way? Jonathan. How old was Jonathan?
Jonathan's about 19.
Jonathan is a healthy 19-year-old that is losing everything I've taught him. And we need your help, lady.
What? How am I supposed to help with that? I'm a private investigator. Yeah, okay, somebody's gone kidnapped. Somebody's stolen something. I'm good with that. I don't know anything about the mind.
Well, you just said everything that's going on. Stolen mind. Investigate. Can you please do your job for us?
What if I could help recreate a scene for you?
What are you even talking about? Recreate a scene?
You're a detective, right? You use scenes, whatever hints dropped on a... maybe a thread on a window seal or something to be able to tell if something's wrong in a room.
Yeah, but I also use routine. People generally have a routine and they stick to it. If they kind of falter from that routine, then that's where you get them.
So what kind of a routine could you pick up from somebody being, I suppose, manipulated to forget something that they've known for most of their life?
I mean, did they get hit on the head, or did something traumatizing happen to them?
Trauma caused by another person, yes.
I guess it would depend on the trauma.
So, Marin, I guess in this instance and case, basically, what I guess what I'm trying to get across is, trying to get across that whoever is causing this, he's seen it twice now, basically, right? That spike, yes, that seems to make people forget. And since Drake is now deducing that that's almost what happened to him. Actually, you know what? That's exactly what I'm going to do. The reason why this is concerning is I've not only seen it happen once or twice, the same traumatization almost occurred to me.
Well, it seems like the common thread here is you. Who's trying to attack you?
So basically, Drake's going to inform Sada of what happened to Jerome 4 months ago. The whole him being on stage at a violin performance, not having ever failed at this song before, but then all of a sudden, just on the night of the performance, it's like he forgot everything. And now he can never play again.
What do you want me to do? It's not like I'm trying to find somebody or find something. I just don't understand how I can help.
How much do you want?
It's not even about the money. Like, what do you want me to do?
To investigate what happened to this young violinist to make them forget everything.
Look, lady, look at this picture. He has a picture of Jonathan.
It's in a heart, like, locket on his chest.
Do you like children?
Not as much as you, apparently.
Do you believe what we're telling you is the truth?
I don't know what to believe right now. I know if Mr. Drake's a fraud, and I don't know anything about you.
How would you feel about it if it was your child?
Well, I don't know that I'd bring any children into this world the way it is.
That's a good comeback.
Oh, God, she's a great comeback.
It's a great comeback. You're one of those, huh? But she's a tough one, Drake. I don't know what else to say. I showed her my locket picture now.
I don't want to be shitty like this, but this is true to her character.
We're trying to save the community, lady.
I need your help in following footsteps, tracing back every event that led up to that day 4 months ago. I need you to help me with the people who were involved. I need you to help me with the process that led up to that moment. Who had contact with the boy's name is Jerome. Who had contact with Jerome?
Nobody better qualified than you and we're tired of looking around through all the poop butts. We're trying to get to the top dog and get to the bottom of this because we want to stop this from happening. And we'll do whatever it takes. Look, you see that dojo? You see that dojo down the street? That's me. We can pay you whatever you need to pay.
The empty dojo down the street?
In Thai tokens. In Thai tokens.
In Thai tokens?
I don't even know what that is. I get paid in U.S. dollars.
Well, why would you turn down something you don't know what it is yet? It could be more important.
Okay, you but guys. Let me just lock it again. If it will get you out of my hair, I will come and look and see if there's anything I can do.
Thank you. Come on, let's go.
Imagine it more like a cold case almost. Unfortunately, going to the police is not going to help at all because they will not assist in something that's 4 months old that nobody came to the officers in the first place.
So why come to me?
Because you're a private detective who I've heard is very good at taking almost any job that is solvable. And I believe this is solvable.
And 100% win rate. Why would we go anywhere else?
Well, like I said, I'll take a look at it just to see. You guys seem pretty adamant about this.
And you seem like you're scared of messing up that win rate.
How much for the initial investigation?
500 to go in. That's just my going and checking this place out. Upon completion, another grand.
Deal.
Psst, can you cover that?
Yes, I've got the cash.
Okay. Deal.
Lord.
All right, so give me the address. I'm going to grab my things and we'll head out.
So it was the musical arts school, yes, Marin?
Music Academy, yes. It's actually, it's affiliated with the University of San Diego. Essentially, it's kind of like a feeder school, if you will, of great talent towards the university.
So Musical Arts of San Diego. I only unfortunately have 2 seats on my ride.
Don't worry, I wasn't planning on riding bitch anyway. I may be one, but I don't ever ride that way.
what do you drive?
So as you guys are walking outside, she kind of goes around to the side and pulls out a vintage Vespa.
Okay, I know where I'm riding at.
Is that a moped?
Fooly cooly. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so Drake gets on his motorcycle and prepares to lead them to the musical arts school.
Yep. All right. And you guys get there totally fine. No issues whatsoever. Nothing happens on the way. And once you actually get there, it's a fairly, I mean, it's not a super modest building, but it's not like super extravagant either, right? It takes itself seriously. So it's maybe 2 stories high. And then basically you're able to park out in some spaces in a small parking area outside of it. But 2 glass doors that enter in and then... And then basically, once you guys get there, before you guys actually step in, we're going to go ahead and break from this session for right now. Hopefully, we'll be able to come back and revisit it. But I know that this ran a little bit long and got a little bit of a late start. So here we are, and we're about to kind of like dive into things a little bit more deeply. And I guess we'll see what happens next when we get a chance to come back to this. Anyway, thank you guys for playing.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Dope.
Things did get a little bit hairy there all of a sudden. The risk has been shown.
Yes.
It looks like Drake's the only one that had to. Did you have to roll?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, Drake's the only one.
I was the only one who had to roll, damn it.
Yeah, I love it. Because I can't roll.
Don't do shit that you have to roll for.
I didn't, I thought, but then
Marin was like, this guy is very against you doing this, so roll. And I'm like, no.
Right. Well, I mean, the thing was the fact that a good portion of the things that you were doing are pretty invasive. Like, I think that's the big distinction. Whenever, you know, Zilla was doing stuff with his, you know, ability to control gusts of wind, like, he really wasn't doing it in any sort of, like, you know, strong or really invasive fashion. It was very, very simplistic, very basic type stuff. I mean, I there really wasn't anything to resist him doing it, if that makes sense.
I mean,
sense.
I guess regular hypnotism is invasive anyway. So putting a magic twist right. into it is very complicated. Oh, right. Of course.
I think the distinction really for me in the big scheme of things, if I'm going back and kind of thinking about a theme, it would be the fact that there was really no resistance to what Zilla was doing, and there was resistance to what you were doing. Like, the kid was actually resisting you a good portion of the time.
Okay, I get you.
Yeah. So it's like you had to roll because you were having to go up against him. Like, he was actually trying to not give in, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't think no earbuds can fight back.
Yeah, the AirPods don't really care what you do to them. But, yeah, I mean, if Zilla was trying to do something much more dramatic with his power, like trying to push a car or something
push a car
like that,
to the kids, like, then, he might have maybe rolled for that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd have you roll for something to where I think it's actually a pretty big challenge in the sense of you're trying to basically twist the laws of reality in a noticeable fashion.
I gotta break out the hidden depths of the Muay Thai gust token.
Yeah. So anyway, so thank you guys for playing. I'm sorry we didn't get a chance to get closer to the end. But at the same time, hopefully you guys had a good time.
Most definitely.
I think one of the... What? Go ahead.
I was saying most definitely had fun.
Okay. One thing I would sit there and say is the fact that, you know, if you have any interest in doing something more with it, I'm totally cool with that. If you would like to try out either continuing this mystery or trying on a different one and having it to where you guys start out together, so it's a little bit, you know, more direct of a feed into the overall storyline. I think that's not a bad idea. But yeah, hopefully the system kind of makes sense to you guys more or less at this point. And if you have any questions, feel free to follow up with me and I'm happy to do it again.
I wanted to say real quick, I really like the freeformness of it where basically the players are making the story up as they go along. But I would like to continue what we're doing because I want to see us at least solve one mystery.
Sure. Yeah. No. Just, you know, let me know when you guys are available and I'm happy to do it.
All right. Well, thanks again, Marin, for joining us and running as a guide. And to all the lovely listeners, we will catch you next time on Ready, Set, Roll. Hopefully we will be back in the stride of things.
Good night. Bye.
Night.
Good night, everybody.
Why'd you say that like
Thank
Batman?
You. Batman.